Welcome, everybody, to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sudume, and we are live once again to gather together with the shared intention to unite our hearts in love for each other and for our planet. And what I'm noticing a lot in the world is this contrast and experience playing out with the energy of duality, fear, separation. And it's been playing out for a long time, but of course, it is being magnified in many different ways and in many different experiences in our personal lives, but also globally. We see this happening in different countries with the US election. We just had a provincial election here in Canada, and we're preparing for the federal election here in Canada as well. So there is that political feeling of the great divide. And then there's also just the duality and the experience of the separation on a personal level, within our relationships, within our experiences, within our relationship to people, but also in our relationship to food, our relationship to our own health, our relationship to our own bodies, our relationship to family, friends, people we know, people we don't know, our interactions with strangers, our interactions with nature, with animals. There's a real magnification of the contrast. And as much as that can be really challenging right now, it's actually necessary because we need it all to be brought up to the surface and brought into the light of awareness in order to make the shifts we need to shift, to make the changes we need to shift. And as much as it's difficult to witness or difficult to navigate, it's challenging, but it's not impossible. It's challenging, but if you rise to the challenge and say yes to the challenge, then there is a way that you can actually use the classroom that you're seeing, the way things are playing out in the world. You can use that to accelerate your own expanded consciousness, your ability to look at what's happening in the world, to witness it from a place of divine compassion and a deeper understanding, a bigger picture, if you will, a divine sight, instead of just our human eyes looking at something and being triggered and reactive and impacted by it. Now, having shared that, there's going to be things that are going to occur that are going to be challenging for you to process, because it's going to be bumping up against your leftovers. It's going to be bumping up against your own leftover trauma in your field, inherited trauma, inherited experiences that we've had collectively as humanity, but also individually in our countries, in our backgrounds, in our inheritance, in the way of our family, our cultures. All of that is all being somehow washed up to the surface. And this cleansing, clearing, purging, washing, flushing up to the surface is not easy to witness. It's not easy to process. It's not easy to walk through. But this is our classroom right now. This is what's on our path. And this is part of the evolution of our species. It's part of the evolution of our planet. It's part of the evolution of our humanity and all of creation. So if I could give you a macro level vision for a moment, we're looking the big massive picture. This is the level that I work every day, and this is the level and the dimensions and the realms that I'm accessing and I'm tuning into and I'm feeling into it, the subtle energies that are going beyond just what physically we experience. There's a division, a duality experience of light energy and dark energy. Now, light and dark energy in its raw form, in its original form, in its origin code, is just positive and negative charged energy. Not negative in the way of bad, just positive and negative charge. The same way a battery has a positive and negative charge. It works because it has a positive and negative charge. The experience of creation is based on a positive and negative energy. And in its balanced and harmonized form, it complement each other, and it's part of creation. Without dark energy, we wouldn't see creation. You wouldn't see a tree. You wouldn't see me on this screen. Light and dark energy are part of creation. And in unity and harmony, and when it's balanced, it's beautiful. It's incredible to experience and to witness. And this is what creation is, light and dark energy in balanced form. At the beginning, when light and dark energy first separated out from unity or from oneness or from consciousness, it was balanced. And it was experienced in a very different way. And it was used in a way to create. We had that circle of life. Yes, that's part of creation. But it was used in a way to create harmoniously, and in balance. And then a split happened. An additional split happened. Light energy split into balanced and out of balanced light. Dark energy split into balanced and out of balanced dark energy. Now, what that means is that something shifted, something happened, and the energy that's out of balance becomes more destructive than creative. Now, this is light energy can be out of balance just as much as a dark energy can be out of balance. But we have been taught to be afraid of dark energy, to be afraid of the dark. Even just having the lights off as a child, being in a dark room, we are afraid of the dark. We don't need to fear the dark energy. In fact, we don't even need to fear out of balanced dark energy. We don't need to fear anything. We've been programmed to fear. But when we understand that what's playing out right now is an out of balanced energy. Light and dark together are out of balance. That's what's creating more of the separation. That's what's feeding the fear. That's what's really pulling on our systems and creating a lot of anxiety and anxious feelings in our central nervous system. That's what's affecting us and impacting us way more than we realize. Now, the balanced light and the balanced dark are energies that don't fight. They're not in opposition and fighting and forcing. They're more energies that are inviting, embodying, allowing, amplifying. So when you are trying to fight against something, or stand up for something in a way that you're fighting, you're actually contributing to the out of balanced energies. So the question is, how do you meet the out of balanced energies? How do you meet the contrast in the world? How do you meet the real strong polarizing duality right now that's happening without contributing to it? Without adding more fear, without adding more separation, without adding and pouring salt on that wound of separation. Divine compassion is one way. It's one of the tools I use, and I've used it for a couple of years now. I've used compassion for a long time, but divine compassion for me is very different than regular human compassion. Human compassion requires suffering to really tap into it, because it's built on the programming that there's suffering in the world, therefore we should be compassionate. Or to come from this place of compassion, we can have a lot of compassion when we see suffering. It can really wake up inside of us and be activated when we see suffering on the outside, we see people struggling, or we see evidence of war and contrast. So to be able to hold divine compassion in your heart and to see through the lens of divine compassion means that there may or may not be suffering. Can we have compassion for those that aren't suffering? Can we have compassion for those that do appear to be suffering? But compassion across the board is without condition of suffering, without it being conditional. That brings us to unconditional love, which is unconditional divine compassion as well. Those two go hand in hand. So then the question is, how are you in conflict within yourself? Where is the war within you? Where is the shadow within you? Where is the out of balanced energies playing out within and around your field, within and around your mind? How is the contrast and the duality playing out in your ego personas, in the masks we wear that are ego? If you are afraid to show your true colors, if you're afraid to be all of who you are meant to be here in this world, then I guarantee there is a shadow in play, an out of balanced energy. Those two words could go hand in hand, but we can have shadows that are in balance. Because that's our dark energy. Our dark energy and our light energy in balance is beautiful. It's beautiful creation. So we deny a part of us, a shadow part of us that we are programmed to believe is wrong or a problem or based on fear or darkness. But there's aspects of ourselves that may feel like a shadow, but it's just a part of who you are. It's a part of creation. When your dark energy and your light energy are all in balance, all in harmony, you will have the greatest impact on your life, but also everyone else's lives around you and all of creation. It will create a ripple effect that goes beyond even your comprehension at the level of the mind. So when people are asking me to talk about duality and polarity and light and dark energy and context of what's happening on the level of form, on the level of politics or people's lives or relationships or experiences within our own health and our own body, when our body feels like it's in conflict, when our body feels like it's warring and fighting against us, when our own body is attacking the healthy cells, all of that is all under the same umbrella. So some of you may be guided to stand up and say something out in the world, to be a voice on a stage, to write a book, to sing a song, to somehow get a message out into the world. You may be guided to speak words or extend somehow, be a messenger. Others may be guided to go in and heal their bodies. And to look at the war that's going on inside, to feel the contrast and the duality that's going on inside of us. Whatever you feel guided to do, on whatever scale you feel to do it. And this is a feeling in the heart, a knowing that goes beyond logic and reason, a knowing in your heart that you're meant to do something now. My invitation for you is to first pull back a little bit. Stop and feel into your heart and ask, how am I being in this moment? In this moment, how am I being within my heart? How am I being within my body? How am I being with my mind? How am I being in my energy field? Who and how am I being? So that when you go out into the world and extend your message, when you share what you're meant to share, in the way that you're meant to share it, you do so from a place of being love, being compassion, being peace. In order to shift what's happening on the outside or the inside of us, our lives around us, our families, our experiences, our countries, our cultures, the work does need to begin within. But it doesn't mean I need to do all of the work here first and then I can go out into the world. Nope, the work, sometimes the inner work needs to be put aside. When I show up here, my inner work is put aside and I show up to be a clear channel for all of you, for all of us. I'm here to extend the message and let the message come through me. I am a clear channel to allow that message to come through me without my own filters. Because how I am being before I get on this call, how I am being when I show up to do this work, my intention is to be the clearest possible channel, to be a channel without filters, without my human filters, without my own programming, without my own ego masks. I put those all aside if they're even present in that moment. And I intend to be a beacon of light. To be a symbol of peace, a tuning fork for love. So I show up that way and I embody that as deeply as I possibly can, so that when I extend the message, it's just pure love and compassion pouring through, coming through my soul, coming through my cells, coming through my pores and through my field and out to all of you. Who are you being, even in this moment? Are you being a student? Are you being open? Are you being receptive? Are you being loving towards yourself? Is this a choice for love for you to come and receive? Or are you standing there with your sword and your shield and ready to battle the world? The world doesn't need more of us to fight. The world needs more warriors of love. And we're not fighting with shields and swords. The strongest field, the strongest force is the one within your heart. And that's the force of love. Not human love, divine, pure source love. And even then, when I say the word love, it's limiting, but that's the closest word we have in the moment. It's the closest word that's coming through right now. How can you be love in action? How can you be a demonstration of love? How can you embody love and compassion? As you're looking out into the world and seeing all that's going on, how can you look through the lens of love instead of the lens of fear and judgment and worry and anxiety? How can you process and calm your own nervous system to then be a pure channel for love in whatever you do and however you show up? Recently, when I voted here in for a provincial election, and I was talking to my son too, because he was just like, I don't believe in anybody. I don't want to vote for any of them. And I said, well, not voting for someone is still voting for someone. So we had a conversation about you just need to trust your intuition. And it doesn't mean that you align with everything that this person says or does, but you have to trust your own intuition. You have to trust your own inner knowing. And when I vote, I use my intuition to vote. I don't think about all the things. Of course, these things come into play. But really, I vote from the space of what is the guidance? What is coming from my higher divine self? What message, what individual, what check mark? Where do I put my check mark? And when I do, I bless the ballot. I bless the pen, I bless the check mark, and I send it all with love. Our intention right now, and the direction we're all heading is to balance all light and all dark energy, to bring it all into balance. Now, that's a big mission, a big vision. But I've seen that timeline as a possibility. I see that we're on a trajectory where we could all align with that timeline and land on it and allow it to come to fruition. But what it requires is each one of us, at least a percentage of the population, to really come into alignment with love, with compassion, with peace, with unity consciousness. And that can create a tipping point, that can create a shift, bringing all energies into balance. But when we look at coherence, when we look at everything on an energetic level, on a frequency level, when we have a certain level of frequency or out of balanced energy vibrating in a certain way for so long, and we start to shift, we start to create a shift in that consciousness, we start to create a shift in that frequency, there is a moment. And I'll do a video on this because I actually have a machine that can show you this shift. It goes from the frequency showing up as a certain shape. We change the frequency as we're transitioning, we're changing the frequency, and it goes into what you would call chaos. It looks like chaos. It literally shakes everything. It shakes all of the sand on the plate, whatever it is that you're looking at, the frequency and however it's forming. So I use a plate with sand on it. And it goes into chaos. So it looks messy and then it reorganizes itself. The coherence comes in and everything comes into this beautiful sacred geometry, this beautiful shape that represents the new frequency. But we're shifting from the old frequency to the new frequency. And right now we're in the chaos. We're in the chaos. And it's easy in the chaos to lose hope. And it's easy in the chaos to have fear build up. It's easy in the chaos to have doubt. My invitation for you is to hold steady. Hold steady the best you can. And when you don't think you can hold steady anyways. Even if you're still wobbly, hold as steady as you can when you're wobbly. The more you can hold your light, the more you can hold steady in love, the more you can choose to be peace, groundedness, whatever it is that comes to you in that moment, compassion, however you can be, will have an impact. You can hold that frequency, be that tuning fork, so that when the coherence comes, we can all align with that. And in the chaos, we can keep moving us, edging us, inviting us to shift all into coherence. That's the direction we're heading. That's where we are, and we're on track. We're on track. It just looks messy and can feel really hard. But I take the word hard out, and I will replace it with it's going to be challenging. It is challenging, and it's going to be challenging for a little while. But I promise you, the more you align, the more you can embody that way of being, you will feel more peace. You will feel more empowered. You will be able to, you will feel equipped and capable of doing something different. So let's dive in and get in here. If you're not already closed your eyes, you can close your eyes and dive in. And what I want to do is shine light on the ways that you're wearing different ego masks, to shine light on any areas of fear or things that are pulling you out of alignment. We're going to shine light on those things and then invite some of those things to clear. We're going to look at some of the inherited fears and the inherited wounding, the inherited wounds of separation that we're all carrying in our energy fields and in our bodies. And we're going to clear as much as we possibly can in the shortest amount of time. So be ready to go deep. And at any time, you can always move, lean into, yes, thank you, yes, thank you. I'm willing, I'm open, I'm ready. Yes, thank you. And at any time, you can just say, no, thank you. I've had enough. I need to pause, or I need a break, or I need a moment. You have full permission to lean into it or sit back and just pause and take a break at any time. I'm going to encourage you to stay on, though. Don't jump off, just stay on. As you take some deep breaths, bringing your awareness into the heart space, this beautiful sacred heart space in the center of your chest. It's not your physical heart, it's on the left. It's your actual whole entire chest, the whole energy center of the heart. And you may even find that you place your hand there just to help you anchor into the heart space. We're going to shift out of the head, out of the mind, into the body, into the heart. And in that, just begin by softening, softening the heart. Taking some deep breaths. And as you exhale, maybe you could exhale some of the tension. Imagine you could exhale some of the tension, some of the tightness, letting go. As you take deep breaths in through the nose, you can even exhale through the mouth with a bit of a sigh. Just letting the body know, ah, it's okay to let go right now. It's okay to release. It's okay to soften. It's okay to breathe. You're softening through the heart space. Imagine you could soften through the body, through the physical body, in whatever way the physical body's willing to soften, letting go of any unnecessary tension, even tension at the level of the mind or in the face, in the jaw, shoulders, neck. Just inviting a wave of softening to come through your body and through your energy field. Yes, thank you. I'm taking a moment to reflect on your relationship with the ego. My definition of ego is an overprotective helicopter parent that will stop at nothing to keep you safe, protected, and playing small. It could be considered a bodyguard, defending fear, using fear to keep you safe, using fear to make sure that you don't take too many big risks, or that you don't put yourself into a situation where you may have judgment. And if it was up to the ego got out of hand at some point and really got out of balance. The ego was initially designed to give us an experience of separation, but it got so far out of balance. And the ego only knows fear. It cannot know love. It only knows fear. It's the teacher of fear and separation, duality. It only knows duality. It only knows fear. It only knows separation. So it uses fear as a catalyst, uses fear as a strategy to make you doubt yourself, to make you worry. Keep you playing safe, not taking risks. But the ego will also show up and have a shadow side. So this is the out of balance shadow. So a balanced dark energy might be, it might show up as stern, clear, concise communication. This energy of determination and what some would call stubborn, but it's more strong-willed and determined. The dark energy, if that's out of balance and the ego has control of it, it can make you show up like mean, cruel, aggressive, rude. We could use the B word here. But when we use that energy in balance, we can be strong, determined. We can speak our truth unapologetically. We become unstoppable, not because we are a force bulldozing other people over, but because we are a lighthouse standing so solidly in the rocks that when the waves hit us, we're unshakable, unstoppable, impenetrable. The love we are embodying and the truth we are standing in is solid and clear and concise. And we can speak our truth without words. We can stand in our truth. We can stand in the light and embody our light and dark energy together in a balanced, harmonious way. We're stronger in love. The ego would have us convinced that fear is the only way to protect ourselves, but we are stronger when we stand in love. Our field is amplified, becomes impenetrable, like the sun. The rays of the sun are impenetrable. Anything that comes into the atmosphere of the sun gets burned off. Be the sun, be that embodied light, be balanced, harmonized energy. That means we need to be willing to take off the mask of the ego. So, those masks that we wear that are fear, that come from pretending to be something we're not, hiding our true colors. And hiding our true colors is coming from a place of fear. So we hold back, we bite our tongue, we don't speak our truth, we don't share because we're afraid of attack, we're afraid of judgment, we're afraid of those things. But sometimes standing in your light and showing your true colors is just standing and not even saying a word. So showing your true colors doesn't mean you walk out into the middle of the mall and say, "Hey, I'm a healer, and this is who I am, and this is what I believe." It's not necessarily an outward action. It's an inner embodiment. It's how you are being, who you are being. Am I being ego-based fear? Am I letting my ego personas hold me back? Or am I embodying my divinity? Am I embodying the truth of my inner knowing? Not truth at the level of the mind, not knowledge that you think is true, but inner truth, that divine wisdom. So let's call forth right now any and all energies within our fields, within our bodies, within our minds, and our experiences on all levels, in all bodies, in all dimensions here within and around us. Any and all aspects of myself that are afraid to be who I'm meant to be, let them be revealed. Let them come into the light of awareness. Maybe they come into a big crystal bowl in front of you, or maybe they just come piled like a big mountain, but put them in front of you. Let yourself see them, feel them, sense them, understand them to the degree that you need to. We don't need to go digging. We're not going to dig like archaeologists and figure out what each one is and why we have these things and where they all came from. At this time, we're just calling any and all to come forth, to be revealed, to be witness, to be seen, to be felt, to be experienced in the way that you need to in order to heal and overcome these obstacles, to overcome these blocks within us. Be the compassionate witness. Look upon this pile of fear, inherited or otherwise. If it's in your field, for now it's yours. Look upon it. Just witness it. Don't wish it away. Don't judge it. Don't get annoyed by it. And if you feel annoyed and you feel anger, good, that's energy washing up. That's energy coming up to the surface. Give space for the emotions to be felt. That's energy in motion. Give space for those emotions to be felt, to be witnessed, to be honored, to be processed. Bringing them all into the space in front of you so you can see them. All the ways that your ego or your mind or your programming has convinced you that duality is what's necessary, that separation is keeping you safe, all the ways that fear is embedded in your consciousness, in your mind, in your body, in your energy field, in your connective tissue, in your bones, in your cells, in the water, in the liquid within you, in your blood. Let it all be placed in front of you so you can see it, shine light on it, witness it with loving compassion. I see you, I honor you, I accept you, I accept all of it. Now we're going to start to clear and move and process some of the stuff. So let's set an intention and ask anything that is not yours, that is in this pile, that belongs to somebody else or something else, or it belongs somewhere else, let it be lifted and cleared from your field easily and effortlessly now. Yes, thank you. That includes all projections, all judgments, all energy darts that have been thrown to you, placed in your field, embedded in you, programmed, downloaded. And for some of you, might start to feel a little bit of new neural pathways forming in the mind. So you might feel a little bit of electrical pulses at the level of the brain. Just bear with us. And if it becomes too much, just sit back and say, I'm good for the moment. Thank you. I need a break. Or hold steady and see what happens. You get to choose. Taking some more deep breaths. Anything that you've inherited over the years from family members, we're going to pass them back to the fence, to the rightful owners, because as long as you're carrying it, they can't heal it. So it's a gift going back. We pass back these gifts that have come in the form of judgments and projections and everything else, we pass them back to the rightful owners. Let's pass back anything that you've are picking up or you have gained or kind of accumulated over the years or holding for other people as a way and attempt to help them and help them heal. But as long as you're holding it, they can't heal it. And you are burdened by it. So it's actually burdening your field and it's denying them access to even choose to heal it. So we pass that all back willingly. Yes, thank you. You might feel your pile getting lighter. If there's anything in your pile in front of you or anywhere in your field that you are ready to heal and doesn't have anything to teach you, has no need for any form or level of understanding, let it be cleared out of your field in the way that's the most kindest and path of least resistance as it leaves. So let it leave down through the grounding cord, out through the central channel, up and out, or out anywhere in the direction of the energy field, out to the outer layer, and let it be released into the field of the quantum field, the unified field, the oneness field, and let it be transmuted as it contacts that harmonious field. Some of it may go down to Mother Earth, and Mother Earth will take it and say thank you, and she will transmute it into an energy that will be balanced and harmonized for her and or for humanity or for creation. She has the ability as well to transmute. She's a beautiful transmuter. Releasing and letting go of anything and everything has nothing to teach you, no understanding needing. It's all just leaving. Now, if there's anything that needs to be understood, if there's anything that you need to do something with, let it be brought to your heart to be understood. If there's something that the mind needs, let it be brought to the mind as a glimpse, as a glimmer, as a word through me or through somebody else, as a message that you get somehow directly or indirectly. Let it be brought to the level of the mind or wherever that understanding is needed, let it be shown, let it be given easily, effortlessly, with kind pathways, the path of least resistance. And for those lessons that maybe are a little harder, a little bit more challenging to move through, let us activate the divine courage within us, the divine strength within us, to be able to take the steps we need to take, to move through the layers that we need to move through, and to say yes, to heal at the deepest possible level, to awaken at the capacity that we are capable of being expanded into that level of consciousness that we're ready for. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. And then calling forth any and all little blocks, glimmers, ways that we're guarding and protecting ourselves and our hearts, ways that we're actually holding in the love. And at the same time, we're holding in the hurt. We use hurt to actually guard our heart. But holding in hurt does not block us from feeling hurt or experiencing hurt in relationship to others. It holding in the hurt actually creates a lot of suffering. So in this moment, are you willing to release the hurt from the past, release the hurt from the experiences in this life and other lives that you're carrying that is actually not serving you, has nothing to teach you? Are you willing to place that in the pot? Let it go. Let it be lifted out of your field. Just aware of the throat for any of you that are feeling anything around the throat. Any experiences, past experiences where we've had, when we've been ridiculed, judged, crucified, persecuted, harmed, tortured, banished, and/or killed for speaking our truth, for being a full embodiment of our divinity, for even leaning or moving toward that. Let all of those old past experiences be revealed and healed and released and freed. Let our throats be freed. Let our hearts be freed. Let our minds be freed. Let our energy field be freed. Let our tailbone be freed. Let all of our body, all of the physicality, all of the energy, and our etheric body be freed. Let our whole entire beingness be freed. Yes, thank you. I'm ready. I'm willing. I accept that now. Yes, thank you. Allowing the changes and shifts. It's like there's a level of chaos occurring right now with some of your energy fields. It's getting shaken up and messed up, and there's a real decluttering happening, and everything's being thrown and moved and shifted and released and thrown in. Some of it's being thrown into the garbage, some of it's being transmuted, some of it's being released up and down and sideways and forward and in, and some of it's being folded inside of you, and it's just a bit of chaos, and it's okay. Lean into it. Say thank you. Yes, thank you to it. This is good. The chaos is good. It's reorganizing. Everything gets messy before it gets reorganized, before it gets harmonized, before coherence comes in. And now there's sprinkles of coherence coming in. And for some of you, you're already feeling it. For some of you, it's just starting to come in and you're just saying yes to it. Yes, thank you. I'm willing. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm doing it. It's happening. It's happening. It's happened. And for some of you, it's done. And for some of you, it's in process. Yes, thank you. Take some deep breaths to allow, say, take some deep breaths to bring in the oxygen to move into the body, to be carried to the cells and the muscles and all the spaces in between that need that energy, that need that love and nourishment. Turning that compassion towards yourself, turning that divine love towards yourself, towards your body, towards your bones, your cells, your blood, your brain, your eyes, your face, your throat, your back, your central nervous system, your organs, your connective tissue, your skin, your energy field, the energy within and around you. Yes, all of it. Coming into coherence, all of it coming into balance and harmony, all of it moving in the direction. It may not all snap into immediate alignment right now, but it's moving in that direction. Be coherence, be harmony, be balance. I'm just going to invite an energy that's going to come in as a liquid. It's like a liquid lava. It's going to come in up your spine and occupy the space of the spine in the central channel. And it's going to take up the space in a way that anything and everything could still be processed there, but it's going to take up the space in a way that's purifying, aligning, harmonizing, balancing. I'm saying yes, thank you. And it becomes this beautiful vibrational tuning fork. Be the tuning fork. Allow that tuning fork come in, and it's your frequency signature. It's your unique frequency signature coming in right now to allow you to feel it in your cells. Feel the cells changing, shifting. Feel the polarity in the cells shifting and changing to attune to it. Feel the chaos starting to shake and shift everything. Lean into the chaos, knowing that that beautiful tuning fork is bringing everything into coherence, everything organized into this beautiful, harmonized way of being within and around your field. Within and around your body, within and around your mind. Yes, thank you. And for a moment, remember that you're not separate. You're not separate from your body. You're not separate from your mind. You're not separate from your energy field. It's all one. You are all of those things and none of those things at the same time. You're not limited by these things, but we honor the body because we are using the body. We honor the eyes because we are using the physical eyes. We honor the brain because we are using the physical brain as a vehicle, as a way to animate our divinity within this human experience. So how can you be animated by love? How can you be animated by your divinity through every gesture, through every look, through every word, through all of your beingness? In every moment, your presence becomes love. Your presence becomes healing for somebody else. You become a symbol of unity. You become a symbol of oneness, embodying your divinity. And you show up in your human life classroom and you show up as your human avatar. And you become this beacon, this tuning fork, this symbol of divinity, of true divine essence. And when you activate that and amplify that in all your body and all your field, you become a beacon of remembrance for others. You become a symbol of divinity and a mirror for others to remember the truth of who they are, to remember that we are all one and that on some level we are all connected, that we all come from the same source. We are a unique expression of our divinity. And so are they. And so is every tree and every leaf and every insect and every animal and every star and every planet. Mother Earth and every drop of water, every blade of grass, everything that we can see and everything that we can't see but we know is there. Is all part of creation. So, how can you be in harmony within yourself and within creation that's all around you? Because, in truth, creation is actually folded within you and you are folded within it. And the only experience of separation is through the lens of our human perspective. When we tune into our heart, we can feel the interconnectedness of all of creation. We can honor our unique expression of our divinity as this human being. At the same time, we can embody our divinity. It's not one or the other, it's both. We get to be both. We get to experience both. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, let the breath fall out of your mouth with a bit of a sigh. Knowing you can come back to this experience over and over again to practice. Until it becomes your new set point, your new default position to be fully embodied, to embrace your humanness and embody your divinity, to feel at one within yourself and at one with all of creation. It takes practice a lot of times to remove the veils and filters of forgetfulness. And the more we lean into the remembrance of our oneness, choose unity, consciousness to lean into love, compassion, peace. We become symbols and we become tuning forks that have a ripple effect. We become these walking tuning forks that develop and create this frequency that's emitted from our field in all directions. And that includes when people come into our awareness, when we think about what's going on in the world. Keep your thoughts in alignment with this space. Keep your thoughts in alignment with compassion, with love, with peace. There we go. There's a beautiful shift. This is the signal. It's like a beacon. We're sending it out into the world. There's another way of being. There's another way of experiencing this life. There's another way. Be that way. Be that new way of being. Be that. Embody that. Become that. Be the truth of who you are. Be the essence of your source, of our shared source. Be that. And you will be a reminder for others. You will be a symbol. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, bring yourself into the space you're in and see if you can hold that embodiment as best you can. And often when we open our eyes, we might feel a sense of losing it a little bit or disconnecting from it a little bit. That's okay. Just do your best. Be gentle with yourself. Be compassionate with yourself as you come back. Take some more deep breaths and just really come back to the whole space around you. And if you feel inspired, you can share how you feel in the chat and share a word or words or a sentence to capture how you're feeling now, what stood out for you. Just seeing Brenda's message from before. Sue, my sincere thanks for this message today. I will listen to the recording again. Yes, you're welcome. Anne said thank you. You're welcome. Edith, I appreciate you so much. I appreciate you too, Edith. Thanks for being here. You kept popping into my awareness the last couple of days. Anne, feeling centered and grateful. Wonderful. That feels good. So imagine being centered and grateful and going to the grocery store, being centered and grateful and driving around, being centered and grateful and showing up in a gathering or a family event. That's what it's all about. Who are you being in every moment? And it has more of an impact on everyone, including you, than you realize. It's immeasurable. The impact. I can measure it because I can always feel the ripples, but trust that it's having a greater impact than you realize. So just a quick little note. Oh, Andrew is saying I felt a lot of energy moving. My crown is on fire and my feet were, oh, I lost you. My feet were tickled the whole time. Nice. So you might want to stand on the earth and just feel a connection to Mother Earth, a little bit of earthing that can help increase or organize the energy because we're kind of creating a little bit of chaos and then bringing everything into alignment. So for some of you might feel like you need to. And then for you, Andrea, as well, lift your crown so it's about a foot off the top of your head. So that gives the first seven layers of your energy field a little space to process everything as well. Deborah, I appreciate you deeply and all your gifts to us and humanity. Yeah, you're so welcome. Thank you. Appreciate all you being here. And Kathy, timely and perfect. Wonderful. You're welcome. Autumn, thank you, Sue. We are love, light, peace, harmony, forgiveness, understanding, compassion, and kindness. We are indeed. Thank you. Yes, thank you for being here. So a quick note for those of you that are listening to the replay on the podcast or on YouTube for the Living Oneness Gathering. If you want to join the gathering, you can visit heartledliving.com/gathering or come to heartledliving.com and under offerings, you'll find the Living Oneness Gathering. And so if you want to come with us live and be through this experience or have access to receive the replays right away, you can join that way. For those of you that are been maybe considering the Healer's Toolbox, I've got clarity now for the toolbox. It's still 50% off until the end of December. After December, it's going to go to regular price. So right now it's $22 a month, or you can save 2 months if you go $222 a year to access the toolbox. I'm doing monthly spiritual Q&As for that call. So you have access to me to ask questions and help get some help with spiritual mentoring. And then in January, it's going to go to 44 a month and then it's going to stay there. So you won't get this price again. If you're feeling it, you're considering it, jump in and join at that price. And then in January, I just got clear this morning, I will be doing a short 3-month inner circle mentoring experience. And I just updated my website on that. So watch for that. I'll be sharing more information. I will probably do some form of a workshop or some kind of experience where we get into heal the healer, because I feel like over the next 2 months, that's really important. I also just found out that I will be going back to Australia in within a couple of weeks. So the schedule might change in January a little bit for the Living Oneness gathering, but I will let you guys know as soon as I confirm my travel dates. So thank you all for being here. Next week is the live experience where I do the free intuitive readings. So you can join us on that. If you haven't signed up for it, you might want to go to heartledliving.com/live and sign up for that experience so that you get notice of if it's a different email list for that. So make sure you're on the right list and you get the information on that. All right. Thank you all. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. I'm so grateful for this container and for this circle of beautiful beings. Appreciate you all showing up. Until next time, love and blessings.